This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Hollywood had a pretty good year last year, thanks to what you might call a new game plan from some of the big studios. Crank out fewer films, embrace 3D technology, and bet on popular franchises like all those superhero flicks we've been seeing. It's paid off by and large, but in the process, part of the Hollywood infrastructure has been left behind. The thousands of businesses here in L.A. that service the film industry with everything from props to meals. So those businesses have had to do some adapting of their own, as Aaron Trank reports.
Jackson Shrub Supply has been a Hollywood staple for 75 years. Plants from the nursery have played roles in everything from Gone with the Wind to Pirates of the Caribbean. But these days, fourth-generation manager Julie Jackson is renting out her plants for bit parts at weddings and private parties.
To light this 14-foot tree...
Hey, Alan, how many lights are on a 14-foot Christmas tree?
On Jackson's 13-acre lot, men are up on ladders stringing lights on a couple of giant Christmas trees, about 2,500 lights on each. But these evergreens won't appear on screen. They'll be decorations at a charity debutante ball. It's the kind of gig that's become the norm for Jackson.
That's kind of the direction where we have to go just to make sure we can survive for Hollywood. If we relied only on Hollywood, we wouldn't be here anymore.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
The trees are trucked away to a ritzy hotel in Beverly Hills, and Gumersindo Reyes places them on the ballroom stage. He's worked for Jackson for 10 years and says business from parties and weddings has saved the company.
When everybody else was laying off people or cutting down hours, we were busy. And that's what we're kind of we're at right now. It's probably half and half. Half of our work is deal with the party industry, and half it was the motion picture industry.
Most Pennywise producers are shooting outside of California, lured away by tax breaks in places like New York and Louisiana. With all of this runaway production, the once steady flow of local filming is now just a trickle. Adrian McDonald is a research analyst for Film LA, the agency that processes film permits for the city. He says there are a lot of businesses like Jackson's in California, now fighting for less work.
There are 6,600 film businesses that service the film and television industry in California. That's three times the number of Starbucks in the state.
Those suppliers are in a tight spot. Movie production in L.A. is down 60% from its peak 15 years ago. And last year, less than 10% of network one-hour dramas were filmed here. That's down from 80% in 2005. McDonald says some things are still shot here, like reality shows, commercials, and sitcoms.
The productions that remain, they employ the fewest people, they spend the least money, and they last the shortest period of time.
It's that uncertainty that's led some vendors to chase big-budget productions around the country. Lloyd Thomas runs a production catering company in L.A., but he's mostly feeding film crews in other states.
I have to leave my home, leave my kids, leave my wife, and go on the road.
Thomas and his fleet of mobile kitchens spent much of last year in Oklahoma. In 2010, it was New Orleans for the Green Lantern. He says local jobs are hard to find.
Almost every job now, especially in feature films, are out of town. There's a few here in Los Angeles, but most of them require us to go.
For suppliers who can't leave the original Hollywood for one of its rivals, reinvention is the name of the game, even if that means ditching the Hollywood dream for a steady job. In Los Angeles, I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.